Chapter 67. They formed up in back of the grocery store, where they had stood before. They aligned themselves with the road for reference, and they turned 45 degrees left as before. Northwest. Reacher took a last look at McQueen's GPS tracks. At maximum magnification, they hooked around an angle like an upside-down letter J. Clearly, there was a vehicle entrance off the top east-west two-lane. McQueen had driven north on Route 65, past the McDonald's, past the Lacey's store, past the Texaco station, and then he had turned left and left again into a driveway. He had done all that enough times to burn the evidence into a photograph, and its bright endpoint was just about right on the diagonal across the parallelogram, about halfway along its length, which in terms of miles would be half of the square root of 2 at the pessimistic end of the scale, or half of the square root of 8 at the optimistic end. Close to 1,300 yards, or close to 2,500 yards. Either 20 minutes walk or 40, or somewhere in between. They would be coming up on whatever it was from the rear three-quarter direction. Not bad. Better than the front, certainly. And better than head-on towards the back. Not as good as sideways on. If any house had a blank wall, it would be on the side. Or a wall with token windows, maybe with pebble glass, powder rooms, or bathrooms, like the place in the suburbs 60 miles away. They separated laterally as much as they dared. Del Fuenzo started out way to the left, and Sorensen started out way to the right. Reacher was in the middle, and he could see both of them, but only just. They couldn't see each other. Del Fuenzo set out first. Then minutes later, Sorensen walked out into the dirt. Reacher came last. Three targets, widely separated side to side, widely separated front to back. Dark clothes, dark night. Maybe not yet smarter than the average infantryman, but not any dumber either. There was heavy mud underfoot, all churned up and lumpy and unreliable. Some of it felt slick and slippery. Animal dung, Reacher assumed, although he still couldn't smell anything. He kept his eyes fixed on an imaginary spot on the horizon to keep his progress straight. He had Bale's Glock in his right hand down by his side. Ahead of him and far to his left, he could just about see Del Fuenzo. A shadowy figure, barely there at all. But she was making decent progress. Short steps, energetic, really working it. He could see Sorensen a little better. She wasn't so far ahead, and she was marginally paler than Del Fuenzo. Blonde, not dark. The moon was still out in places, but it was low in the sky and not bright. Safe enough. So far. The mud kept their speed low. Reacher revised his estimates. Not 20 minutes or 40, it would take closer to 30 minutes or 60. Frustrating, but not a disaster. The Quantico guys were still at 35,000 feet, probably somewhere over West Virginia, still hours away. He trudged onward, slipping and sliding. Then he began to slow, because the blank view ahead of him seemed to be solidifying. Just a sense. There was some kind of substance there, still invisible. Not a small distant farmhouse, presumably. Something bulkier. Maybe a giant barn. Sheet metal or corrugated tin, painted black. Blacker than the night itself. On his left, Del Fuenzo was slowing, too. She was sensing the same thing. And on his right, Sorensen was altering course a little. Her line was drifting closer to his. Del Fuenzo was edging in, too. There was something ahead of them, and instinct was telling them not to face it alone. Reacher walked on, staring ahead, seeing nothing. His vision was as good as anyone else's. He had never worn eyeglasses. He could read in dim light. And in the black of night, the human eye was supposed to be able to see a candle flame a mile away. Maybe more. And initial adaptation to the dark was supposed to happen within 4 seconds. The iris was supposed to open wide, to the max. And then retinal chemistry was supposed to kick in over the next few minutes. Like turning up a volume knob. But Reacher could see nothing ahead. It was like he was blind. Except that in this case, seeing nothing felt like a version of seeing something. There was something there. A breeze came up and flapped his pants. the air felt suddenly cold. Ahead on his right, Sorensen was waiting for him, and Delfuenzo was cutting in towards him. They were abandoning their separation. They were making one big target. Bad tactics. They met up a minute later. They regrouped, all three of them together, way out in the field, like they had been at the beginning, behind Lacey's loading dock.
"This is weird," Sorensen whispered. "There's a big shape out there."
"What shape?" Reacher asked. Maybe her eyes were better than his.
"Like a big patch of nothing, like a hole in the air."
"That's what I'm seeing," Reacher said. "A big patch of nothing."
"But a low patch of nothing,"
Delfuenzo said. The breeze blew again and she shivered. She said,
"Start high. Look at the sky. Then move down. You can see an edge. Where one kind of nothing changes to another kind of nothing."
Reacher looked at the sky. Ahead of them in the north and the west, it was padded with thick black cloud. No light at all. Way behind them in the southeast was a patch of thinner gray. Sullen moonlight through a fissure. Not much. But there was wind up there. The thinner clouds were moving. Maybe the fissure would open wider. Or maybe it'd close up altogether. He faced front again, and started high, and moved his gaze down, looking for Delfuenzo's edge. Looking hard. But not seeing it. There was no other kind of nothing. It was all the same kind of nothing to him. He asked, "How low?"
"Above the horizon, but not by much."
"I can't even see the horizon."
"I'm not imagining it."
"I'm sure you're not. We'll have to get closer. You up for that?"
"Yes,"
Delfuenzo said. Sorensen nodded, blonde hair moving in the dark. They walked on, staying close. 10 yards, 20 yards, staring ahead, seeing nothing. 30 yards. And then they saw it. Maybe the greater proximity did the trick, or maybe the wind moved the cloud and threw a couple of extra moonbeams down to Earth, or maybe both. It wasn't a farm.